This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Overrated, everybody. 877-881-1053. The most overrated cartoon of all time. Now, this was a very weird moment when this popped up because Kevin just suggested it. And then it started a fist fight in the conference room that was only broken up because the boss walked in. If the boss hadn't walked in, there may have been somebody would have been stabbed, I'm pretty sure. Oh, so 877-881-1053, your most overrated cartoon. Can I start off or do we want?
Yeah, because I don't think you're gonna cause as many fights to start.
All right, I agree with the person from the 469 South Park. Is that a cartoon?
What the hell?
I don't think it's that great.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Never.
I've watched it. Yeah. I've watched it. It's fine. Like, there's good stuff. I feel like it's a little overrated. It's not the greatest thing ever, and a lot of people treat it like it is.
Wow.
Okay. So, I mean, it's fine. Like, it serves its purpose. But I don't believe everything about it. So
I'm really sad about that. I love South
Park. Now, basketball, on the other hand.
I watched South Park earlier today.
It's all right. Like, it's good. I mean, it's not really, like, that well drawn or anything.
I mean, but that's...
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Anything anime. Is that?
No. You should say that answer because I'm pretty sure my answer is going to piss off somebody, and I know Colby's answer pisses off somebody. So let's just go ahead and go scorched earth. Let's piss off everybody here. No, I think South Park is... I think it's great, but we don't all have to agree. And one of my favorite South Park episodes is when they made fun of our election with the kindergarten election. And they're like, what about the absent kid? Absent kids count. Just like the absentee ballots. So great. Love that show. But, okay. The 817, BoJack Horseman. So stupid. Ha, ha, ha. I'm an alcoholic and have depression. Cool.
Hold on.
Wow.
I feel like you didn't get the whole point of that show.
Man, I've not seen that show.
It's good. It's really good. It gets really, really dark. And I get why somebody wouldn't enjoy that. Because it goes from kind of dark comedy to just really dark, and the comedy kind of slips underneath. But the storyline is really interesting, and it flows really well. But I could see it.
I'm trying to watch it, and I'm just, yeah.
Now, somebody said all the Scooby-Doos are overrated.
They can shut their stupid mouth.
What are you talking about? Whoever that person is overrated.
Wow!
You can't say Scooby-Doo's overrated.
You can't. There's
perfect amount of characters. Velma's super hot, and you didn't even realize it.
Right.
You know? And Daphne was the one you were like, yeah. But then all of a sudden you're like, hold on, what's up with Velma over here? And then, whoa. And then you're like,
and then, you know,
smoking weed with a dog.
Yeah, exactly right. And they all go see ghosts, and then it wears off, and then they find out it's people.
Sounds like you're smoking weed with a dog over there. All right. So Corey got his say.
Uh-huh.
Colby, I'm going to go to you because this is where the fighting began.
It's Doug. It's a show about a kid going through his sixth grade who writes stuff in his journal. He finds some friends, and then he just gets overly concerned with insignificant things, and he's plain irritating. I have never understood why that show caught and lasted for 4 years. People spent 4 years watching a show about a kid be irritating and write stuff in his journal, and the only funny thing was his friend that made the noises. Everything else was dumb.
What about the joke from Roger where he asked him if he wants a Hertz donut, and then he punched him, and he was like, Hertz donut. That's funny. That's funny as crap, and you know it, because you've used it before, jerk.
I haven't.
You have, too.
I haven't.
You punched me once and said that, and
I didn't.
Was like, that's ridiculous, because it's from Doug.
No.
Skeeter's the best.
You should have seen it coming, though, at that point. Like, you should have known that was going to happen.
I did. Doug was awesome. It was an awesome character. He had Quail Man, and his dog was freaking cool, and Patty Mayonnaise.
What was his dog's name?
Dog.
Okay. From the 469, Rick and Morty sucks, totally overrated. That's another cartoon I've never seen that I know has caught a lot of...
It's really funny. I don't know.
Pork Chop. Pork Chop was Doug's dog's name.
From the 214, The Simpsons never made me laugh. Then perhaps you have never seen the episode where they do the Planet of the Apes musical and Troy McClure sings, "I hate every ape I see from Chimpan A to Chimpanzee." That is an amazing bit of dialogue. From the 972, Family Guy is so overrated. The first three seasons were okay, but it's just junk and gone on too long. People act like it's amazing, and it's not. The 817, Family Guy, and anything else, McFarlane. And then a lot of debate started about South Park. Somebody said, "Yeah, I'm with Corey. Ain't that good?" Another person said, "It's the one of the greatest shows of all time."
Like, no kids talk the way those little kids talk to each other or their parents. Like, so kids don't. No, kids don't talk that way. You shouldn't talk that way. And if you do talk that way, you should get disciplined in some way, shape, or form. But you should not talk to your parents or have these types. Like, who supervises these kids that they're able to do these wild things all the time and chase down the monster with the Patrick Duffy leg? It's ridiculous that that happens. And there's never a monster with a Patrick Duffy leg.
Yet. From the 469, Animaniacs sucks so bad there was a sideshow that was more popular. Does that mean you take out Garfield too? Because Garfield and Friends, like,
Garfield was awesome.
I love Garfield. Half the show was Garfield, and then half they went out to the farm then.
Yeah, but you always went, you enjoyed the farm and Orvis or whoever his name was. And
Orville? I feel like.
And then you loved going back to see what was going on with Garfield and Odie. Like, that was a great cartoon. And if you say it wasn't, then you're wrong.
What's wrong with the Animaniacs?
I didn't really like Animaniacs.
Pinky and the Brain was the best part of that show, and I think that's what they were talking about. Like, that was the attraction.
I didn't know anything about Pinky and the Brain. I stopped watching it.
From the 972, Pro Stars with Jordan and those other two overrated supporting characters. Wow. I think that might be Bo Jackson. My most overrated cartoon, and this was an easy one.
I think The Simpsons are fantastic. The fact that they never, like, really truly have a storyline that continues on. It's just always a new story. I love it. Well, except for, like, Who Killed Mr. Burns.
Yeah, that was
like,
only two episodes.
But, like, I've always enjoyed their ability to stay up with what's going on current. And Family Guy, like, that's a show that you just turn your brain off and laugh whenever it's time. But I can see how people wouldn't like it.
I want to see if you get in on this, because somebody said from the 817 that Patty Mayonnaise was hot.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Was she?
Huh?
How old was I when that show
came out?
No,
I think you were.
It was from 91 to 94.
Yeah.
So I was in high school?
No, I was right before
high school. So I was just learning about myself, you know, at that time.
Oh, my God.
No, well, there was actually a girl that looked kind of like Patty Mayonnaise that I kind of had a crush on. So,
do you think just because of that?
No, not necessarily, but, like, I kind of related her to that girl, and she was a tomboy, kind of like her too. She could do some things, you remember, because Patty played catcher and she was better than Doug at baseball.
Remember that. My most overrated cartoon, and this was easy for me, is Ren and Stimpy,
you idiot.
Yeah.
What about Log? Did you like the Log song?
I mean,
Log.
That song's fine, but you just encapsulated every episode.
It wasn't that good of a show.
Yeah, it's a terrible show.
Didn't they eat? He like loved to eat
boogers or
the
something?
Kitty litter or something. Like once it had all the stuff in it.
Huh?
Yeah, I didn't like that. My sister loved Ren and Stimpy, and I was like, no, I'd rather watch Doug. And so I'd try and get Doug back on somehow.
It always goes back to Doug, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Man, somebody says Paw Patrol, but my daughter loves it, and kids in the hood, like kids from South Park. I like Paw Patrol. If you haven't watched Paw Patrol, you should. It'd be awesome to have the kind of gear that those dogs have.
From the 214 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053, they say Beavis and Butthead because they never understood it. What is there to understand? There's two stoner kids watching music videos and playing frog baseball.
My dad didn't want me to watch it, obviously, because he was like, I don't want you to be, you know, think that way. I don't want you to see that. But once I watched it, I was like, I mean, this is funny though. Like this isn't how I should live life, but this is pretty hilarious. And I mean, it was in Garland, essentially, right? Weren't they in Arland or something?
I don't know if they ever said that in that show. In King of the Hill, they're in Arlen.
He was the neighbor. They were connected, right?
Yeah,
brothers,
that's clearly
that
That clearly looks like Hank. So yeah, no, I could absolutely
Beavis
see that.
And Butthead.
From the 409, Dragon Ball Z. From the 940, I despise SpongeBob.
Bad
wow.
opinion.
Yeah. Oh, that's man. You know what? You. I'm sorry, guys. Guys, I'm taking back on South Park.
Going in SpongeBob?
In my house, my kids are not allowed to watch South Park. I do not let it happen because it's ridiculous.
Kids shouldn't watch South Park.
No,
right.
I'm sorry. SpongeBob.
I was going to say.
SpongeBob.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because he wears a thong.
My kids can't watch. No, because he's annoying. He's annoying. All the characters on that show are
how
annoying.
How many episodes have you watched?
Their song is annoying.
How many episodes have you watched?
I've watched enough of the episodes to know that I hate
so
it.
So you've not really watched
I
it.
I actually dated a girl that loved watching the show, and
there's
I hated it so
problem.
Much and thought
there's
it was stupid.
There's the problem. I
no,
found it.
I thought it was stupid then.
Hold on just a damn minute. Hold on. When did you graduate high school? 1999, eh?
Uh-huh.
And you were dating Adrian in high school, right?
Yeah.
SpongeBob didn't debut until 1999. I've been told
Adrian
time and again.
Adrian is not the only girl I dated.
What?
Dated. Diddled? Different story. Dated.
What's the story?
Yeah. Is it a different story?
Is it?
She's the one and only one that I've only.
The biggest
not
lie.
What you told us
loved.
A bunch of times.
Ever, ever been told. You don't have to check your phone. She knows.
I was just trying to get the thing back up.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't think that's a mystery to her.
But yeah, no, SpongeBob is the worst. The only redeeming character is that squirrel. Other than that, the
Sandy Cheeks. She's
rest,
from Texas.
The rest of them, ugh.
I remember
like that one time he's like sitting there with the chip and he throws the chip at the door. Come on. What was that all about? It's ridiculous.
When I was at the video
store.
Because
he was friends with the chip and he was locked inside his house because he broke his butt.
It happens. There is a really bad.
He's a sponge. You can't break your butt if you're a sponge.
I mean.
He did.
There's a really bad episode.
There's
they
a lot
have.
Of things that happen in SpongeBob that probably shouldn't, like the fire in the water or going to take a bath.
Or the
shower.
One where Patrick loses the top of his head in the brain coral field.
Yes.
And he puts on the brain coral instead, and he's really smart, and he loses all his friends. The message is, if you're too smart, you will lose all of your friends and be ostracized in society.
What's the moral whenever that one, that little bitty lobster or whatever he is always trying to get the recipe for the...
Plankton?
Yeah, and he breaks his back, and then SpongeBob's the lawyer, and he screws that up. I mean, like, there's no moral to that. How did he slip underwater? It doesn't make any sense.
It's a cartoon. I think that's probably...
Rocco's Modern Life, not that great. I thought I liked it for a while, and then I was like, I'm out.
I don't think I ever saw
Rocco's
that one.
Modern Life.
I just know it goes, Rocco was Modern Life.
Absolutely.
Two Stupid Dogs, more votes for SpongeBob, another one for Ren and Stimpy.
I do want to point out, while a lot of these might be overrated because people think they're great, somebody is right here, the worst cartoon ever is Caillou.
Yes.
Caillou's the whiny
he's
kid, right?
He's the whiny
right?
kid, and it's just ridiculous.
I heard there were, like, petitions and stuff to get Caillou taken off the air because all that kid does is whine about crap.
And, like, the mom sounds like the mom from South Park. You know,
oh, really?
The one that's like, I know a kitty that's sleeping with mommy tonight. You know that one?
Well, yes.
Because kitty was being a...
Yeah.
Mom! Kitty's being a dido!
Wow! Holy crap.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.